Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey guys, it's Dr. Dave, and welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. It's episode 147, and this is the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. If you're a regular listener, you know the drill. You know I say that at the beginning of every show because that's what I do. I just help you live a much better life. I figured this stuff out over many, many, many years. It's called the David Matto Lifestyle, and I welcome you, and I'm so glad you're with me. And if you are a new listener, you know something? We appreciate you like you wouldn't believe. Become a regular. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. It's all free. We don't charge anything for it. And I'm happy to serve. And if I can help you in any way, you just let me know. If you know my name, which is David Matto, D-A-V-I-D-M-A-D-O-W, you know how to find me online. It's very, very easy. And I'm in my outdoor, it's a little oxymoron, I'm in my outdoor studio. I should say I'm at my outdoor studio. And remember, when I'm outdoors recording, noise always seems to find me. I mean, I tuck into like a quiet little remote area, but for some reason, landscapers, noisy trucks, helicopters, they always seem to find me. I'm still not sure why. If anybody has the answer, please let me know. But it always happens. And I just had like a little, I'm kind of in the middle of nowhere, and I had this truck that just went by me. I don't know if you could hear that or not. I try to keep the mic close to my mouth and make sure that, you know, other noises are kind of, you know, more in the background and more mitigated. But I don't know. Noise finds me, and that's just the way it is, and it probably won't change. So please bear with me. I got a great show for you today. Let me explain. You know, I've been really, really blessed to have such a wonderful following of people that listen to my podcast, the David Matto Lifestyle Show, that view my Periscope broadcasts every day, that hang with me on Facebook, on, you know, wherever it may be, watch my YouTube videos, although I'm trying to get more and more videos up there. I don't have a lot. Some of them are just my music videos now that I've been performing, vegan on a jet plane, things like that. But I've got so many friends and followers these days, and I oftentimes get questions via email or via Facebook Messenger, and I think, I hope you can appreciate the fact that I just can't always drop what I'm doing and answer, because it becomes a full-time job. And as you know, I don't charge anything for this, and I do have a business. I have several, you know, a couple businesses, and it would just be impossible for me to just sit at my computer most days and just and answer emails. As much as I'd love to do it, don't get me wrong, I would love to do it. I love to help you, but it's just an impossibility, a physical and financial impossibility. So occasionally when I get some questions and they start piling up a little bit, I tell people that, hey, look, I can't answer it via email right now, but how about if I answer it on my podcast? And pretty much 99.9% of the time they say, great, that'll be fine. Of course, I won't use real names. I keep your privacy. But, I mean, I don't think I've ever had anybody say, no, I don't want you to do that. And I could do it anyway, just because as long as I change names, I'm not going to embarrass anybody or you know, put somebody's problem out there in the real world and use their real name. I wouldn't do that. I always guarantee I will keep anything private and confidential, unless you don't want me to. But, you know, the default is I don't use real names unless you tell me it's totally fine. So I've got some questions here in front of me, and I'm going to do my best today to answer these questions. And I hope not only do I help the people that wrote in with these questions, but I hope that if you're listening, if this could apply to your life, which I think they could, I'm not going to pick a question that's so specific. You see, here goes another truck. It's just, yeah, they find me. They find me. All the trucks, all the helicopters, and all the landscaping crews, they just seek me out. They do. It's like I've got a magnet. Noise, come this way. So, but anyway, I think the answer, the questions that I'm going to go over today and the answers, I think can help not just the people that wrote in, but pretty much anybody. So let's get started. Let me go ahead and open this little piece of paper up and read the very first question. Again, I am changing names. So let's see what we have. You're going to hear me rustling papers a little bit. Okay, I got it right in front of me. Okay, now, first one, and if I don't change names, I'm only using the first name. So you won't know. You won't know if it's a real name or not, but I certainly will not use any last names on here at all. So Melissa asks me, here, I'll read her question. She says, I'm wondering if you have thoughts on how to be mindful of inner strength and to remember that when one makes a choice that is best for them, people may and mostly will be hurt, but that is not intentional. How does one cope with the unintentional pain that may be caused when they make a life-changing decision that is best for them? Melissa, great question there. Great question. So basically, it sounds like Melissa is making or in the process of making some life-changing decisions, but she's concerned or worried that her actions are going to hurt others. So my answer to Melissa is this. Melissa, and I've said this a lot on my podcast, and I don't waver and go back and forth, and you know, what I say pretty much sticks for it's my lifestyle. And so my answer is going to be, you've got to do what is best for Melissa as number one. And if anybody's upset with your decision that you want to change your life in some way, if anybody is upset with that, then you know something, unfortunately, too bad. That's the way it goes. I don't know what you could be doing that is upset for yourself, for your own life, that could be upsetting to others. Why are other people so concerned about you? They love you. They care about you. Well, you know, they have to respect the fact that you are doing this for you because you have thought about it and you've determined that it's best for your life. And you know something? If other people are upset with you, if they're complaining to you, if they're whatever it may be, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is, and you've got to go what's best for you in your heart. Now, that's not to say I wouldn't make a decision that's going to be bad for example, for my kids or for my spouse. I don't want to make a change in my life that's going to actually hurt somebody in my family. Be really bad for them. That's not necessarily a good thing. But if it's somebody who's just thinking, oh, Melissa, why are you doing this? I don't want you to do that. That's crazy. Melissa, do what is best for you. Make sure it's well thought out and go with it. And if there's any, say, collateral damage that your friends or people are upset with you, you know, that's, unfortunately, that's just the way it is. Are they paying your bills? Are they creating to your true happiness in life if you stick with the status quo? No. You've got to do what's best for you, Melissa, and I say go for it. Wow, that's really interesting. I think one of the reasons that we don't make changes a lot in our lives is because, here's the deal. I'm telling you, the noise follows me. That was just a big school bus coming by. It's really weird because I can be in my home studio and it's really quiet and it's in this like near soundproof room, but it's just not as exciting as being out in the world and looking around and seeing the trees and the wildlife and the animals and the sky and you know, it's just not as exciting. And I think I get much more energy if I'm outside talking into my mic here, walking or doing something. I think I come across much better. That's why I do it. So if you need to put up with a little bit of noise, I apologize. That's just pretty much the way it is. We can't be so damn worried about what other people think. That's one of the main reasons that people are afraid to make changes in their lives. Oh, what are my friends going to think of me? What are my neighbors going to think? Oh, they might not like this. It's not their life. I don't care. I personally don't care what other people think. I do what's best for me, as long as I'm not hurting people, as long as I'm not damaging other lives. In the meantime, I do what's best for me. And if somebody doesn't like it, guess what? Too flipping bad. Too flipping bad. Sorry about the rant. I go crazy when I hear people that are afraid to make moves and changes in their lives because they're worried about what other people will think. It drives me nuts. I'm sorry. It does. Next question. is from Karen. Now, it's a very long question, and what I'm going to do, instead of reading this long, long question, I'm going to paraphrase it and make it shorter, because I think without reading the really long question, if I just put it in my words, I think it'll be easy to understand, and you won't have to listen to this like, really, really super long questions with maybe some details that you don't even need to know. So let's just, I'm going to do my best to paraphrase it. Karen basically is telling me that she and her husband are debt-free except for their house. And her husband was fairly recently laid off from a job that he had for about 25 years. And in that job he had for 25 years, he was getting a lot of benefits, which included health insurance and other things like that. But now he's at another job that he's not getting any benefits. So to get these benefits, Karen has to go back to work. Now, she was working, let's see, she's working as a, wellness coach. She was working as a wellness coach and apparently loved it. But when her husband, but she was not making any benefits there. And so when her husband lost his job, she has a nursing degree and she went back and took a job at the local hospital as a nurse. And they gave her kind of lousy hours. They gave her like the evening hours. So basically what's going on in her life right now, she does not like her work. She loved being the health, the wellness coach. She does not like her work now. And not only that, she does not get to see her husband because their hours don't coincide. So her husband works during the day. She works at night 5 days a week. So they only get to see each other 2 days a week. And basically she's telling me she doesn't know what to do. And she cries every day because she hates what she does. And not only that, her husband wants to go back and get his finish getting his MBA so he can have a better job in the marketplace, and they're both 51 years old. I think that's a pretty fair summary of what Karen asked me. She said, what should I do? Because she can't stand her job. And the way I'm going to answer this, Karen, is first of all, I really want to tell you that I'm really sorry that you're in this situation, but I think I could have some answers for you. I don't have a lot of information in your email about your financial situation, except that you're debt-free totally, except for your house, which, by the way, congratulations. But I don't know your monthly lifestyle. I don't know how much your house is worth. So the first thing I'm going to tell you is, if you haven't done so yet, I'm going to recommend downsizing. You're both 51. You didn't mention any kids, so I'm going to go with the assumption there are no kids in the house, or maybe if you have kids, they're older. But let's start. I mean, I did this years ago, and it's helped my life so much. I'm going to recommend downsizing as much as possible. That means you don't have to have fancy, expensive cars. You don't need to be buying jewelry and designer clothes and going on fancy, fancy, schmancy vacations and, you know, joining country clubs and things like that. I mean, that's kind of overstated, but downsize your life. Only do what you need to do. And you can be happy as you know what without spending a lot of money. So I would look at downsizing your life so money is not really a factor there, because you're like, yeah, everything's paid for. You got everything paid for except for your house, which is great. Your husband going back for an MBA at 51. I know he's almost there, and I know he's got one or two courses left to take, but I'm not so sure an MBA is going to like make him, at 51 years old, make him more desirable in the workplace. I'm not so sure. If I were your husband, what I'd be doing, and now again, if it's only going to cost him a tiny bit of money and a little bit of time, it's probably okay to have, but I wouldn't focus on that solely. I'd be out in the marketplace looking for something that I loved. And I know I'm not saying it's simple, but there are jobs out there, and possibly he could find something with benefits. But I would be doing something that I loved. I'd be out there interviewing and getting resumes out there and meeting people and masterminding and networking and find something that I love. Now, for you, Karen, I would not stay at that hospital those hours. If you hate it and you're 51 and you've got no debt except for your house, you've got no debt, and mainly you're taking this job just to get health insurance. Oh my God, there are ways to get health insurance. Let's say you just cannot find work that has benefits. So you go to some place like Kaiser Permanente, which I believe has very, very inexpensive health insurance. So you find some other type of PPO or something like that that is very, very affordable, and you pay out of your pocket. I actually pay for my health insurance out of my pocket every month. I don't do it through my work, believe it or not, because I found that it's less expensive to pay out of my pocket. So I don't have a health plan at work. I just pay for it. Now, granted, I'm not with Kaiser or anything, but so it's not. I'm not saying it's cheap, but there are inexpensive policies. So that's an option. I would not be working in a hospital evenings and crying every day. I would not be doing that. Before I did that, I would be downsizing my life incredibly, finding other work, maybe going back as a wellness coach, and having great times with my husband every evening after work, and love and not crying every day. That's what I'd be doing. And Karen, being a nurse, being a wellness coach, you know, you're already in the health profession. I think you would easily be able to find a job, like in a day job working in like a medical office, a dental office, chiropractic, podiatry, optometry, something like that. I mean, you've got your healthcare experience. You're in demand, young woman. You can certainly earn a very, very nice income without having to work the night shift at a hospital. Let's talk about money for a second, because it seems like the main reason you're working at a job that you can't stand is because of money. It's because of you need a benefit that you feel you can't afford to pay out of pocket for. So you're going back to work at a job that you hate just to get a benefit. Well, let's just throw some numbers out there. I'm just making these up totally, but just play with me for a second on these numbers. They might be low, which is good, actually. Karen, let's say you were at a job, you found a job, and you could make $35,000 a year. God, I think you could. I really think you could. And let's say your husband is also making $35,000 a year. That's not really considered like a super high-paying job. I believe you can do that. But let's say it was something that you actually liked, and he found something that he really liked. And let's say there were no benefits whatsoever. So you're making $70,000 a year as a couple. You've got no debt except for your home. You're downsizing. And the only real expense you have to buy out of that, other than food and, you know, clothing and shelter and, you know, things like that, is insurance. I think you could afford it very easily. Very easily. And I think I probably underestimated, because I believe at ages 51, you could both find something for more than $35,000. But let's say it's only $35,000 each and $70,000 combined income, and you loved what you're doing. Or at least you liked what you're doing, you tolerated it, and you weren't crying every day. I think you can do this, Karen. I would absolutely start looking at leaving your job that you hate. I would not do it. That's the David Maddow lifestyle. I mean, I do not believe in doing something that you hate, because, you know, age 51 turns into 52, and that turns into 53. You wake up one day, you're 60 years old, working at a job that you hate, and you haven't gotten anywhere. I would leave. That's what I would do. Guys, I hope these questions not only helped Melissa and Karen, but I hope... You know, when I listen to other podcasts and I hear people call in and ask questions, you know, the broadcaster is not only answering for the person calling in, but they're answering for the entire audience. And I hope my answers to Melissa and Karen helped some of you out there that might be going through something similar, or you can relate to these questions and answers. That's my goal. I think I'm kind of out of time. I don't think I have time to take another one, because as you see, I get kind of long-winded. And if I took another one today, I think we'd be way over. So I want to share this with you. If you have questions, and if you send them to me on Facebook or by email, and again, you know how to get me if you know my name, David Maddow. Just Google me. You'll be able to get me. I promise you'll be able to get a message to me. I will. If you send something in to me, I will do my best to answer it on the David Maddow Lifestyle Show right here, live or recorded. However you're listening to it. Chances are you're listening to it recorded, because actually that's what a podcast is. Now, if you listen to me on Periscope, if you watch me on Periscope every morning between around 8:20 a.m. Eastern, you'll hear me live. And you'll actually be able to interact and ask me questions right as I'm talking. And it's video, so you'll be able to see me and feel me and hear me. That's Periscope every morning, Monday through Friday, about 8:20 a.m. But it also depends on my travel schedule. It does, because sometimes when I'm traveling, especially if I'm in the western part of the U.S., it'll come on a little bit later. So it just depends. It's not a definite schedule. Guys, I love you. And I thank you for listening. I thank you for being a friend. And that'll put another episode of the David Maddow Lifestyle Show in the books. Until next time, I'm Dr. Dave.
Thanks for listening to the David Maddow Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.